The COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in sudden income losses for many local musicians. Out of necessity, some are finding new ways to make money performing. Jared Weber reports from the UNC Hussmann School of Journalism and Media.
You've been listening all week, waiting for Friday to get here. Now it's here, right?
These days, Friday and Saturday night Facebook live streams are the biggest shows of the week for DJ Travis Gales.
Shouts out to Rico representing the South Bronx.
In the pre-coronavirus world, the Durham DJ typically performed three times per week at bars, clubs, and restaurants.
And it's pretty much grounded to halt, where I have pretty much nothing.
So, over the past few weeks, Gales has been live streaming. Low-key playlists during the weekdays. And throwback party mixes on the weekend.
What's up, Johnny?
He links his username for Cash App, a mobile payment service, in the video description, in case folks want to donate. Those shows, as well as teaching DJ lessons remotely over Zoom, are how Gales is getting by during the pandemic. He said he's been networking online with other DJs, trying to figure out new ways to make money.
We'll have chat meetups in which we'll discuss issues within the DJ industry and how we all can come up with ways to make money during this time until something changes, you know?
Not every artist has stopped in-person performing entirely, though. Raleigh resident Paula Snyder is a singer-songwriter. Among other performances, Snyder makes money delivering singing telegrams. She sings a combination of pop standards and original tunes.
Michael, can you hear me? Michael, can you hear me?
Though the gigs have stopped, Snyder said she continues to receive requests for in-person serenades. The telegrams look a bit different now, under social distancing guidelines.
In the days when we didn't have to social distance, I might be ringing a doorbell and walking inside a home. But now, I'm not ringing any doorbells, I'm not knocking on any doors, I'm not touching anything around their area, and they are not close enough to me to breathe in my air.
Snyder recently surprised three triplets celebrating their 16th birthdays at home in Raleigh. She also serenaded a Fuquay Verena man in his driveway for his birthday after his brother called in the request from Tennessee. Snyder, who charges about $150 per telegram, said she isn't surprised to see the request continue.
Well, they're bored and they're not interested. They have nowhere to go and they can't do anything. So, and then they have all these occasions. I mean, there are reasons.
Raleigh harpist Michelle Cobley is also finding new ways to help folks celebrate special occasions. Though she's been able to keep offering harp and piano lessons online, Cobley's gig income, weddings, baby showers, and performing for patients at Duke University Hospital has completely evaporated. Losing the hospital gig hurts the most.
That's more of an upsetting thing because I just absolutely love that job that I have there, and I just miss it so much.
In the meantime, Cobley recently set up an online business called Glissful Greetings, named after glissando, the gliding technique she demonstrated here.
It's just like a... Yeah, I guess you could describe it as like musically enhanced voicemails with like with somebody's personal greeting and then having harp music in the background just to make it a little more special.
For Mother's Day, Cobley and her sister sent one of the virtual greetings to their mom. Cobley recorded her mom's reaction in a video.
Thank you for all your support throughout the years. Lots of love, Michelle.
Beautiful.
Glissful greetings go for $7 a piece. It might not make up for all of Cobley's lost income, but she's hoping it will help a little until people start holding big celebrations again. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jared Weber.